A most pleasant good morning to each of you who have taken the time and put forth the effort to tune in to the Seeds of Truth. Your speaker is Robert Swain, the regular preacher for the Rivermont Church of Christ that meets at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester. And I once again express my gratitude for your being a part of our studies. I continue to remind you that this is a work of the Rivermont Church of Christ, that we're a congregation of people who desire that the truth of God's Word be spread to the world, and this program is but one of the avenues used to teach the truth. We meet each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Bible classes. There are classes for each age group. The adult class is currently involved in the study of the fruit of the Spirit. You would be more than welcome to visit with us. Also, we engage in worship services at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. each Sunday. Then on Wednesday evenings at 7:30, we meet for Bible study. Once again, with classes for each age group, you have a cordial invitation to visit with us at any or all of these times. Bring your Bible, your pen and paper, and come and let us reason together. I assure you, you'll not be embarrassed, nor will you be asked to give of your money. We believe that if the work is important, then God's people, those who make up the Rivermont congregation, should finance it. We do not ask others to contribute to the work that we are doing. Now to our lesson for this morning. But before we begin, I do want to apologize if I sound a little raspy, as I've had some throat problems this past week. I direct your thoughts to a reading taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yea, and forever. Be not carried away by divers and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not by meats wherein they that occupied themselves were not profited. You'll note that the inspired writer tells his readers that Jesus Christ does not vary. He is unchanging. He is constant. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yea, and forever. He then follows with a warning against being carried away with divers and strange teachings. There must be some connection between these two statements, and we shall see that there is. Now, a common misconception today is that the teachings of Jesus must be adapted to each age and country. Some are heard to say you cannot get all the nations and peoples to see and think alike. Well, it's not a question of all seeing alike or of all having like customs, but of believing and accepting and receiving the great truths taught by Christ. The teachings of Jesus Christ are changeless. They do not change with each generation. The scheme of redemption, the plan of salvation, is exactly the same today as it was when it was first given almost 2,000 years ago. Man must walk by faith and not by sight, as Paul states in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. But faith still comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 and 17. That has never changed, nor will it ever change. The gospel facts do not change. What do we mean by gospel facts? Well, the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye receive, wherein also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except ye believed it in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. These facts, the death and burial and resurrection of Christ, must be believed. That was true in the first century, and it's still true as we begin the 21st century. What those people back there believed, we today must also believe. But someone says, Christ is a personal Savior, and I'm not concerned with these theological dogmas. My listening audience, you cannot separate belief in Christ from these facts about Christ. The very fact that he died and arose from the grave is what makes him our Savior. We serve a resurrected Lord. And some are heard to say, preach the man, not the plan. Friends, you cannot preach Christ without preaching his words, his commands. How can one preach Christ and not tell the world what he taught, what he commanded the apostles to preach and teach to the world? Not only are there facts to believe, there are also commands given. Listen to our Lord as he spoke to his apostles. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. And may I add that the Greek word baptized is the word baptizo, and it means to dip or to plunge. Matthew's account of this reads, Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. These words are as changeless as God himself. They are just as much essential to our salvation today as they were when they were given. The only reason that we would ever not need to obey these commands would be that God would change, but he is changeless, constant, dependable. Sin is still as obnoxious to God as it ever was. Sin still condemns us. Paul states, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, in Romans 3:23. Since sin is still present, the same remedy is needed, the blood of Jesus Christ. It and it alone is able to save us from sin. This was true in the first century, and it continues to be true today. But someone says, Haven't the laws of God changed? No, my friends. God's laws have not changed in principle. Faith and obedience are still required by God. Under the patriarchal age where God dealt with the fathers of the families, he demanded faith and he demanded obedience. Under the Mosaical law, God demanded faith and he demanded obedience. And I readily admit, God has not commanded of us to offer our son as did Abraham, nor to build an ark such as he did Noah. But Abraham and Noah had to have the faith to obey the commands given to them. We too must have a faith that shall cause us to obey the commands given to us. When Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the tomb, he gave the world his last will and testament. We now live under that law, the law of Jesus Christ. His commands are as binding upon us today as they were 2,000 years ago. We can look for no other Savior, nor for any other system of laws. The New Testament is the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. It became effective when he died on the cross and will continue to be effective until he comes again to usher his followers into the celestial home in the presence of Jehovah God. You and I are under that law, whether we wish to obey its commands or not. As I have stated, we shall all be judged by those words. Remember the words of Christ. The words I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. John 12:48. I would like to return to the passage with which we began, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus the same yesterday and today, yea and forever. Some have made a misapplication of the passage. They would have you believe that what Christ did on one occasion, he always does. Then they make the appeal that because Jesus performed miracles in the first century, he continues to perform miracles in the 21st century. Some claim to speak in tongues and perform miracles because they say these things were done in the first century. Well, it doesn't follow that what Christ did on one occasion, he'll always do. God created Adam and Eve by a miracle. It tells us so in Genesis chapters 1 through 3. Does he still create man like he created Adam and Eve? No. Now man is brought forth by the law of procreation through a mother and father relationship. Does this limit the power of God? Could God still create man like he created Adam and Eve? Why, of course he could. But he chooses not to do it that way. Does this teach that God has changed? No. God is still the same God that he was in the beginning. God destroyed the wicked world with water, Genesis 6. He will not do this again. So Peter states in 2 Peter chapter 3, does it follow that God has changed? No. His nature, his character never change. Hebrews 13:8 is dealing with the character and nature of the Lord. He never changes. He's constant. Christ's love, his mercy, his compassion, his humility, yes, his very nature and character is unchanging. We're no longer under the law of the patriarchs. We're no longer under the law of Moses. When Christ died on the cross, those systems were brought to an end. Paul states, having blotted out the bond written in ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he hath taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2:14. The Hebrew letter was written to show us that the law which involved animal sacrifices and feast days is no longer binding upon mankind. For this reason, three yearly trips to Jerusalem to observe the three major feasts are no longer bound upon the children of God. That old system has been removed. We are now under the will and testament of Christ. Since Christ is unchanging and his law still binding, it behooves us to determine what he has commanded. He does have all authority, as he states in Matthew 28:18. And with that authority, he has the perfect right to expect our obedience to his commands. What did he tell the apostles to preach? The gospel, the good news about the Savior. That gospel contains facts to be believed, commands to be obeyed, and promises to be enjoyed. We discuss the facts of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? You cannot be saved without that kind of faith. If you believe that Christ is the Son of God, have you obeyed the commands of the gospel? Those commands have already been stated. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You remember Peter told those who asked, "What shall we do?" Peter said, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins," Acts 2:38. Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized, buried in water for the remission of sins? The Ethiopian eunuch, hearing about Christ, asked the question, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" The chariot was stopped, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him, Acts 8:34-39. Truly, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His commands are still binding upon each one of us. The question is, have you obeyed? Again, I remind you, these broadcasts are available to you. Or if you would be interested in a free Bible correspondence course, please contact us at our meeting address, 2316 East 100 Road, or call us at 804-530-1764. And one last thing, if you are listening to the Seeds of Truth, please contact us at our meeting address, 2316 East 100 Road, or call us at 804-530-1764. Please call and tell us so. Thank you for being in our audience. I invite you to listen again next Saturday morning at 9:45. Until then, I bid you a most pleasant good morning.